King John's Castle in Limerick is being formally reopened this afternoon after a €5 million facelift to improve its visitor facilities. It's expected it will double its tourist numbers in the first year, and the aim is to bring that up to 200,000 visitors in the future. But should it even be called King John's Castle at all? Our Midwest correspondent Cathy Halloran has been finding out. She spoke first to John Ruddle, Chief Executive of Shannon Heritage.
The castle experience had got extremely tired over the years. There had been really nothing done, I suppose, since the 90s at King John's Castle. And we decided that it was so important to the city of Limerick, I suppose, and the wider region. We felt it was really a perfect opportunity to put an investment in and, I suppose, tell the story properly of the relevance of King John's to Limerick and the wider region.
Well, what's new? What can people expect that they may not have got in the famous story of King John's Castle in the past?
Well, we decided the general approach would be to use a whole lot of different methods of interpretation rather than just one. So what we've done is we've put in live animators who, I suppose, in just by being there, tell the whole story of the history of the castle. We've got storyboards, we've got interactive screens, we've got short films and audio visual presentations. We've got a lot of sort of background sounds, again, to create the atmosphere, wall projections, graphics, and of course for the children, lots of puzzles and games and discovery drawers for the children as well.
John Ruddle, Chief Executive of Shannon Heritage, explaining the background to the €5 million facelift to the castle completed over the past 2 years. It's one of the best preserved Norman castles in Europe, now equipped with state-of-the-art multimedia interactive technology and live actors to bring to life 800 years of history.
My role is as a Norman soldier, and I'm here to defend the walls and the King's Mint.
Built in 1210 on the orders of King John, its walls, towers and fortresses were strategically located along the River Shannon, as Liam Irwin, former Professor of History at Mary Immaculate College, explains.
It was, of course, designed to intimidate, to assert the new control which the Anglo-Normans had over Limerick, particularly sited on the Shannon, to face directly the main threat, the O'Briens of Thomond, over in County Clare. So it had that menacing element to it from the beginning. It didn't really have any direct military role until the 17th century, and then initially in 1642 when the Protestants of Limerick took refuge there, and they were besieged essentially by the Catholics of the city and eventually captured. And then its most dramatic and international significance, of course, came in 1691, when the armies of Europe, the French and the Danes and the Dutch, all were here, the French siding with Sarsfield and the Irish, and all of the other European nationalities with King William of Orange.
You don't believe King John's Castle is its correct name at all. Tell me about that.
First of all, there's no historical basis for it. Throughout all of the sources that one finds, it's all either always called Limerick Castle or the King's Castle or the Queen's Castle. It's not really until the 19th century, when it becomes a British Army barracks, that it begins to be called King John's Castle. And for all of those reasons, I think it should be much more appropriately called Limerick Castle.
That view aside, the investment in upgrading King John's Castle appears to be paying off. Visitor numbers have doubled, and there are plans for ambitious growth in the coming years.
The numbers before we revamped were about 42,000. This year we're going to hit about 85,000. But we're actually not stopping at that. We feel that we can get above 100,000, and over maybe a 2-3-4 year period, we can get up to 150,000-200,000 at King John's.
John Ruddle ending that report by Cathy Halloran, and the castle opens its doors again this afternoon at 3 o'clock.